Testing, 1, 2, 3. All right, we can get started, I guess. It seems to be in a fairly good position. We'll begin by some very easy words, the names of the months. What month is this, Mrs.
This is January.
And next month will be
February.
And after March, then comes
April. Right, that's all right.
And then, see, this is Saturday, then Sunday, then Monday, and then what day?
Tuesday.
And after Tuesday?
Comes Wednesday.
All right, and then?
Thursday.
And Friday and?
Saturday.
All right, if you should see somebody, it's before 12 noon, and you want to greet him, you might say hello, but then due to the fact that it's before noon, you might say something else to him. You might say good
morning.
Is there any time limitation to which you would say good morning? For example, would you say it after 10 o'clock in the morning? Or
after, up to 12.
Up to 12, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And, strangely enough, there's variation in these things.
Is there? Well, I suppose there would be, probably, in the different parts of the country, maybe.
And then what do you call that time after 12 noon?
P.M.
Any other words you would say? You got up, say it, you took a nap and you got up at 3 in the...
In the afternoon.
Right. And that would be up to about what time of day?
Up to 6 o'clock.
Six. We're in the same dialect area.
Are we? We're talking the same language.
I have an uncle who talks about this as evening.
Oh, is that so? Mm-hmm.
Well, do you ever use a special word for every 2 weeks? I mean, a two-week period. Did you ever use call it something that comes in 2 weeks, unit of 2 weeks, a time unit?
No, I would say at the end of 2 weeks, mm-hmm, would be the mm-hmm way I would express
fortnight
it.
Fortnight wouldn't be in.
No, that family wouldn't be in. No.
Right. I subscribe to a magazine that comes out fortnightly.
Fortnight, does it?
I didn't want to benefit. Then after your evening meal, you refer to that portion of the day as what part
the
of
the evening.
And if you got up very early, and you might say, well, I started to work today before
breakfast.
Okay. And in reference to the thing that illuminates the world, you got up before
the sun was up.
All right. Would you ever say before sun up, or
with sun up, or before daybreak? Mm-hmm. If it was that early, I would say daybreak. Mm-hmm. It's a nice time to get up if you're going to take a trip.
Yes. Now, the same thing that shines on the earth, you might say, in reference to the fact that you saw it at 6 this morning, you might say, what happened?
I saw the moonlight at 6.
All right. Or the other thing, not the moon, but in the daytime.
The sun.
And how would you say then?
The sunrise.
And then yesterday the sun
set at 6, if you want the time.
All right. Well, suppose it did this, or rather, we saw it at 6 in the morning, then you'd say yesterday the sun
rose at 6.
Good. And if we are very industrious and put in a good day's work, we might work until that thing goes down, or we might work until
the sun sets.
Sun sets.